Welcome to Glitches to Gold, a weekly podcast birthed from my obsession with living a successful life. It began with chasing an Olympic dream and resulted in a 30-year obsession explored through sport, neuroscience, psychology, energetics, quantum mechanics, religion, art, and beauty. Sometimes chasing and achieving external markers, and at others experiencing the absolute opposite. Yet both taught me the same undeniable truth, and I'm here to share what I have discovered in the journey of mastering the alchemy of life, turning glitches to gold and success into overflow. If you like the podcast, share the love, like, rate, and subscribe on your favorite platform. Hi, Jo Warwick here, and welcome to today's episode of Glitches to Gold. And today we're talking about bravery. Because if you've been around on my social media, you will see that I have opened the waiting list for a challenge that is starting in February called Braver. And this will be a 14-day challenge. You can sign up if you head on over to glitchestogold.com or just hit the links via my social media. But today I want to talk about, what does it actually mean to be braver? Now, I've set an intention this year. My words for this year are radiant reach. Now, this came from my heart, not from my mind. I truly believe in trusting the words that come from your heart. So if you ever do any of my meditations, you often get asked the I am question to allow what needs to come off your heart. And these were my words. And what they mean for me is radiance means about being fully aligned with my projector self, fully aligned with my fully expansive energy. And it also means connected to my divine source, which means if I am in my radiance, it means God's with me. And that's where I'm going, but I won't go, I won't do things unless that radiance is there first. It has to be there first. Now, the second part, of course, is reach. Now, I'm going to be fully open, spill the tea and all of that. I realize that I've been incredibly curated about my energy for a very long time. And it was out of protection. We can all do this. But in this year of we have gone through the shedding of 2025 and now heading into 2026, this energy is, of course, the energy of the fire horse. And you might be feeling this kind of waking up, breaking up, expansion, building, softening. For me, it's definitely about softening. It's allowing myself to be seen in a much bigger way. And I felt that push at the end of the year, which was I made that intention that it was going to be right, more podcasts, more putting myself into spaces that feel right for me, but I have to say it's also uncomfortable. And we got a big celebration as I'm recording this. I saw the numbers yesterday on a video that went out of a podcast I was a guest on, Phase 4 podcast. It's amazing. It's really, really great. And you can go and check it out on my Instagram. But literally, this video went up and I am so in alignment. My power is just like, boof, I'm completely in alignment. And I felt really uncomfortable watching this video, not because there's anything wrong with it, but because that's part of my bravery, having to be brave and see myself in that power. So it's not even 24 hours. It's now up to 18,300 people or something. It's just insane. But it's a brilliant example of when you're in alignment. Now, I used to have big numbers when I was a blogger for a long time. I have blogged and had lots and lots and lots and lots of people then read my writing. And that in itself was a very big step to allow that. But then there was a sense of separation. It was like, well, that's my writing. That's fine. But this part of really being seen and heard in all of myself aligns with this bravery to allow myself to be seen in my beauty, my radiance, my body, and fully in my voice. Now, I do the podcasting because it's easy for me to channel, but I used to do it through videos as well. I don't do that anymore because it feels cleaner for me. But I also acknowledge there was part of that wanting to hide still. Now, maybe this resonates with you, but I'm not prepared to do it anymore. Being humble, hiding, keeping it low key, not showing off my beauty, my radiance, my expansion has not served me one iota. One iota. It's literally keeping your light under a bushel, as it says about in the Bible. It's one of those most famous quoted, you know, don't hide your light under a bushel. And I did. I hid my light. And I take full credit for that. And it helped me. I needed it at different times of my life, but not anymore. And this is my invitation for you. As I am going through this process of putting myself out there. I've been so far accepted on a top 1% podcast. I'm starting my TV commercials. I've got help for different things of expanding reach. But that's a practical level. But fundamentally, I'm just saying to God, I'm ready. I'm right. I'm out. I'm here. I'm going to shine. And then I'm not going to push because it's about radiance. It's about expansion. Yeah. But it does take bravery. And that bravery is the question for us, is like, what is bravery? For a long time, I heard people calling me brave for things that I didn't want to be known for being brave for, because I don't believe it's bravery to face and endure things that are fucking uncomfortable. I think that takes courage, and courage is a very different thing. Courage is facing the uncomfortable, the pain, enduring things that are really just appalling, things you shouldn't have to overcome, but we all do. Courage in the face of adversity. That's what it really means. Courage in the face of adversity. I don't believe that's the same as bravery. I think bravery is much more about the heroes stepping out, stepping and being yourself in your full power. And that takes bravery of self, facing the bravery of who you are and also your own internal fears. That, of course, is part of the journey of going, oh my God, I've had to face the bravery of fully acknowledging where I had disowned my body for a while. Even though I loved myself, I disowned my body and it started to show me that. And that's okay. Last year, you'll look at pictures and you'll definitely see I put on weight. I was grieving. That was fine. But I've been really aware of this emerging, this shedding, expanding process of really taking care of my body. I'm losing weight. I'm doing lots of routines for my face. You know, I'm 50, so I'm really like, actually, do you know what? I really want to do this now. I didn't used to be honest. When I surfed and all of that, I have very good genes, which means I could get away with a lot of stuff. But now I'm like, do you know what? I have a routine. I take care of my face. I do face yoga and brushing and, you know, all the things, all the things. But it's also taking care of my soul and my energy. And this is so much more, I think, than self-love. It's like a whole new level of self-love, because I truly believe the bravery to step out there and say, I'm willing to be seen, not just I'm willing to be seen in all my shit. There's so much of that around, but I'm willing to be seen in my brightness, in my energy, in my power, in my light. This is the year. This is the call to action to face your comfort zone edges where you've been protecting yourself. And absolutely, I get it. But the world is calling you forward. The energy is calling you forward. The cosmos is calling you forward. And if you've been feeling that call, it's saying, do you know what? I have to be brave. I have to be braver. And being brave doesn't mean having to take big, extreme leaps. I can tell you, I've done that a million times. You don't have to do that. You need to do incremental bravery, 5% on all of your edges every day. And you'll find that some edges are very soft and they're very malleable and they're easy for you to just step forward just a little bit, really malleable. And you might find that you're like, hey, I can be 20% braver in this area because it's malleable. Now you're going to have other areas where your comfort zone has been a good brick wall, an energetic brick wall, where you've gone, oh God, no, I can't, I mustn't, ah, the fears. And for me, that the visibility aspect has been part of that. And so I've been fighting myself for a long time. I am my biggest judger of my body, of the way that I look, all of those things, for all different reasons. I've shared them, but I think at 50 you think, fuck it. You know, that's been part of this journey, and it's like, this is who I am, this is what I've got to offer, and I'm calling you forward with this for yourself. Now, mine is visibility, but what's your areas of bravery that need to happen? Is it that you're not letting yourself have the relationships that you want, or the intimate relationship that you want? Or is it that you are not allowing yourself to be seen, or that you haven't stepped into a business, or that you haven't allowed your business to go to a new level, that you're not prepared to talk about it? One of the reasons I struggle with visibility wasn't just projection, but it's the thing of self-promotion and saying, hey, aren't I great? Because I have such an internal judgment around ego. And there is a space for ego. Ego is very, very important. But talking about how good you are, or talking about what you have to offer and being with it with pride, it actually isn't ego, although I used to think that. And I've been able to shout around. One of my edges I've been shouting around is this 18.3 thousand people, because I want to celebrate. And it shows that I'm stepping into my radiant reach and I want to invite other people in, and I'm going to have to talk about it. How can I inspire others to be brave if I'm not being brave myself? Now, the joke of this is I am literally told I am brave every day, sometimes three times, four times throughout the day, because I do things that are on the edge, like wild cold water swimming. That gets me a lot of people saying how brave I am. The fact that I've will do my glow up, you'll see on my pictures and stuff like that, all this glow up that I've been going through has brought forward some people saying I'm brave and other people saying, ooh, I don't like it. That's life, yeah? But doing something like a sport, like wild cold water swimming for me, has taught me to be braver in every aspect of my life. And that's what I truly believe is the thing about being braver, is that if you can find an area that you're really, really brave at, then you can use that skill to translate into other areas. But of course, we're always our own biggest block, which is why I'm doing the challenge, because I truly believe it's easier to be braver with other people. And today I had one of those experiences. I pushed my edge too far. In cold water swimming today, it was 2 degrees in the sea and probably about 1 degree with the air wind on the beach. And I got too cold. And that was a real edge. Although I had all the right things, I actually felt a bit discombobulated. My body had really slowed down. And actually, that was a real edge of danger. That's different. But learning then that there are different edges where your body is telling you this is about survival, and the edges aren't really about anything. They're about comfort zone, and often overcoming what's called false evidence appearing real. Fear in its non-survival mode is false evidence appearing real. It's just your perceptions and then learning to put yourself out there. And of course, as a projector, I will absolutely back up every belief that says about the fact you project your reality, because you do. And just because I'm a projector, that means that I am so enhanced to project my reality. But that's about leadership, to show you that you project your reality. That's the number one thing around manifesting and law of attraction. Everything is you project your reality from your beliefs, from your energy, from the alignment within you. So if you want to see it different, you got to change what's different. Now, I am going to share something that's been quite fun. I've been utilizing a little tool I had heard somebody say on a video. And if you are a Rocky Horror Picture Show fan, you will understand this quote, because I love the Rocky Horror Picture Show. So I remember using it with my clients in a slightly different way. But then I saw this video and I was like, oh my God, I'm just going to do that. So that part of your brain that wants to hold you back and tell you not to do things, and when it starts to say false evidence appearing real, you name it. And I named mine. What came forward for me was Damn It, Janet, from the song, when he sings, Damn It, Janet, I love you. And so every time my brain comes up, I sing at her that song. Oh, Damn It, Janet. I'm like, I love you. I'm not against you, but thank you for protecting me, but I don't need you. And that helps me one way I'm using now at this moment to overcome any edges that feel a little more spicy, a little more difficult, maybe a little harder. It's like, no, I'm choosing faith. And I've always, through all my work, if you'd listened to me right at the beginning, I've always chosen faith and love, not fear. Choosing love, not fear. So my invitation into you is to think about where your bravery edge is. Where are you looking to be braver this year? Because it's going to look different for everyone. I'm not about talking about a particular subject, particularly in this challenge. I'm inviting men, women, everyone to think about how they can be braver and be leading and guiding this frequency, this energy, this training, whatever, through the next 14 days of the challenge, because it's about going, we all have different edges where we find being braver harder. And even though I am considered incredibly brave, I'm physically brave. I've traveled all over the world. I could write an entire list of things that other people think are very, very brave. But they are about leaning in and leaning forward, which is one of the things I talked about last week. This forward momentum is important with bravery, not courage. Courage is enduring, and enduring in the face of adversity. It's the overcoming process that takes through enduring. But we're talking about bravery means stretching, expansion, going forward. Think about the hero. Think about the warrior charging out into the world. Think about every story you've ever heard of the Greek mythology is all about bravery, of going to get something, find something, win something. The hero has bravery because they must be brave. And sometimes for us in this modern day world, bravery may look like, for a man, it might be going, hey, asking that woman out. Because there are so many conditions around now about men actually asking women out. Then actually asking a woman out when asking her for a number and chatting her up in a coffee shop may feel brave to you, because you've been hidden behind too much of social media. You've forgotten how to do the game. That might be an area of bravery. Now, as a woman, you might be finding yourself saying, actually, allowing myself to dress up again. Going through the pandemic, we all slipped into dressing like crap. And that was fine and good. But maybe being braver again is now putting the makeup on, dressing up, losing weight, bringing yourself to the table and saying, hey, look at me, I'm here, getting yourself fit. That may be your area of bravery. Maybe it's about trying something you've always wanted to do. Maybe it's about putting yourself out there to say you want to go on a podcast or interviews or whatever. Yeah, something you really want. It can be small, it can be big, because we have soft edges and big edges, but they are edges. And those edges are going to help you every single day as you build momentum. Yeah, build momentum. So my invitation, if this is stirring you up, to think differently between courage and bravery. Yeah, there's so much of, you know, oh, she was a survivor, he was a survivor, aren't they so brave? That's not bravery, that's courage. And I'm all for it. We've all gone through it. We've all done things. We've all overcome things that are horrific. And I celebrate you for your courage of walking yourself out of hell. I celebrate you. But now I'm celebrating you, inviting you to be braver. Braver beyond the idea of surviving, but thriving and celebrating and stepping forward to the things that you want and desire. This is the year. This is the energy. And it doesn't take you having to do these big leaps and trying to fly. It takes building momentum like a snowball and building it up and doing, I move into the edges that are soft, and then I move into some of the harder edges and I just push them a little bit. Yeah. Understanding that you can do both. And it's really important. Now, I did an edge of going to this big do that I went to. And that was an edge because I was like, funnily enough, it was more definitely false evidence appearing real more than anything in my head. The dress up was lovely. The hairdressers was lovely. Hiring my runway dress was lovely. Getting ready for it was wonderful. The event was nice itself, but it was about facing a false evidence appearing real. It seemed like a hard edge. In fact, it was a soft one. Once I got there, it was all fine and good. That was a different edge for me. Because it was saying, hey, I'm going to go to this event in person with a whole load of single people. Yeah. And it was fine. Whereas the other edges might be seeing myself speaking. So I've always struggled with that. Even when I was doing improv, and I was doing improv comedy for 2 years, and I was doing performing and stuff, that was an edge. The actual activity, I didn't find an edge at all. It was fun and it was playful and it was the soft edge. And I went to bigger and better places to do it. But the hardest edge was then watching myself, which I decided was not an edge I need to go to. So in this storytelling, in this experience today, in this energy, I'm inviting you to come join us. Come and sign up for the waiting list. I will be opening it soon. We'll be kicking off in the beginning of February. I think it's the 9th of February. It's running for 14 days to really get going for 2026. And it's an imperfect alignment with the Chinese New Year of kicking in for this fire horse energy as it's fully landing. So if you want to come and join us for the Braver Challenge, it's, as I said, open to all. Just head on over to glitchestogold.com or come and join me on social media. You can message me. I'll send you the links. They're all there. Super easy. Sign up for the waiting list. It means you get first chance to dive in. You get early bird tickets, all of those things, all the goodness. Come and sign up. I'm really excited to share this with you and open it up. This feels really important to me, to open things wide again, to open up. I used to, as a psychotherapist, I worked with men, women, children, young people. I did never curated my stuff to that level. I worked with humans. And this feels exciting to me, to open it up again fully to humans who are ready to be braver in whatever aspect it is, but bravery is something from the inside to the out and the outside to the in. It's facing yourself and stepping forward. And we do it so much better as we do it as a collective, we do it together, and we have someone who can lead the way first. So if it sounds good, sign up. And if you want to go and check out that video with its 18,000 people who have watched it, if you want to go and check it out, it's on my Instagram, and you just head over to The Jo Warwick on either my Instagram or my Facebook and connect with me there. Have a great day.